He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, revival of the Sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, revival of the Sunnah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our series The Life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. In this series, we are looking at the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi through various angles so that we can learn from his blessed life and take lessons from his blessed life which we can act upon in our own lives. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, every single day, thousands of people leave this world. Either they pass away, they die. Hundreds of thousands of people pass away and die. And the majority of them, if we look at it, they are forgotten within moments of their passing away. Some people maybe hours later, nobody remembers them. They're forgotten after they're buried. Others, maybe they remember for a day or two. Others might be fortunate and remembered for a month or two. Others might be remembered for a year or two and then they are forgotten. Others, maybe they're remembered for one or two generations, maybe 50, 60 years, or maybe 100 years if they're lucky. But after that, we see that people are generally forgotten. Nobody remembers who they were. Nobody remembers what they used to do in their life. Nobody remembers their profession or how they used to behave. Nobody remembers anything about them. Nobody knows how much wealth they used to have or didn't have. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are some people that are not only 100 years later, not only 3 or 4 generations later, but centuries later, people still remember them. People still know them. People still learn about them. People still want to be like them. Why? Because of the legacy that those individuals left behind. Because of what they achieved in their lifetime. People look at the success that they had in their life and they want to be like that. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, one such personality is Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Approximately 1400 years ago, give or take. But even today, the Muslims around the world, they look up to this individual. They see him as a shining star, a shining example of who we should follow, who we should try to be like, who we should try to copy. Muslims around the world still study about his blessed life. Muslims around the world still try to copy him in his characteristics and actions. Why? Because of the legacy that he left behind. Because of what he achieved during his lifetime. He was described as Umar al-Thani, the second Umar. He mentioned that he filled the entire earth with justice. That's Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. That who this series is based upon. Now just to give you an understanding of the rank of this individual, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, let's listen to one quote from the leader and the founder of the Hanbali school of thought. What does that individual say? What does Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh? What does he say about Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh? He says, when you see that a person has devotion to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and he arranges the mention of his attributes and he spreads them, it will only result in goodness for him. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, acting upon this, trying to gain these blessings, trying to attain goodness. Throughout this series, we will be talking about the different qualities and characteristics of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. We will look at his blessed life through various angles. We will look at his blessed birth. We will look at how he spent his life, his Islamic knowledge, how much passion he had for seeking Islamic knowledge, how much passion he had for spreading Islamic knowledge, how much love he had for scholars, and so on and so on. We will look at his life through various angles so that we can take lessons from it. Why? So we can try and copy him. So we can attain an ounce of success which he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, achieved. And in today's episode, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are going to talk about the company of the pious of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. That which type of company did he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, keep? And what did our pious predecessors do? How did they spend their time? which type of people would they try to spend time with and keep in their company? Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, is mentioned Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He met many companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was honored to meet companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was honored to meet their companions as well, i.e. the tabi'i. He was amongst them and he got to meet other tabi'i as well. Subhanallah. It's mentioned he attended the religious gatherings Sayyidina Anas bin Malik, Sa'ib bin Yazid and Yusuf bin Abdullah alayhi rahmatul rahman. So is mentioned he completed the hifz of the glorious Quran in his childhood, completely memorized the glorious Quran in his childhood. He completed his Quranic education, the knowledge of hadith and Islamic fiqh. He studied these in the blessed company of prominent personalities. He held such a high rank that even the scholars of that time, they were impressed with the company that he kept, and they were impressed with the knowledge that he had. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, how did he get that knowledge? Because of those who he spent time with, those pious people who he spent time with. Sayyidina Allama Zahabi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he has talked about Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, in the following words. He says, he was a great imam. He was a great faqih. He was a mujtahid. He was a great muhaddis. And he was a credible hafiz. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are no ordinary personalities talking about Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. These are shining stars of the early generations of the Muslims. They are talking about Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz in these words. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, how did he attain this rank? How did he attain all of this? Through the company of pious people. Sayyidina Maymun bin Mihran, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he used to call Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, mu'allimul ulama, the teacher of scholars, subhanallah, and said, we approached him thinking he needed us. This individual, this great scholar of Islam, he says, we approached Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, thinking that he needed us. But we learned our worth when we reached the court of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. We were like no more than his students. These are great scholars of Islam. This is how they are describing Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, just ponder this individual with so much knowledge that these great scholars, these great personalities, they look up to him in his knowledge. How did he gain that knowledge? What gave him this rank? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, what allowed him to study and sit with these pious people to gain this knowledge? It wasn't his wealth. It was his passion and his love for pious people. Love to spend time in the company of pious people. May Allah Almighty allow us all to spend time with pious people. May Allah Almighty instill this love in our hearts that we love pious people. We love spending time with them. And one day, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, through their blessings, we become something like them as well. Now, not only Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, not only did he understand the value of company of pious people, not only did he know the importance of sitting with pious people, but also other scholars, other individuals from our early generations, other Islamic scholars from our history, other shining stars, other shining luminaries from our history, they all knew the importance of spending time with the pious people. They understood the importance of company. Now listen to this one incident, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, which shows us how much emphasis and importance these individuals placed upon having good company. And when they had the chance of being in the company of a pious person, they wouldn't let that chance go. It's mentioned Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ta'us, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said, once I saw my respected father, Sayyidina Ta'us, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and he was started talking to a person after Isha Salah, and they were discussing Islamic matters. They continued discussing all night long until the Azan of Fajr Salah. So they started discussing Islamic matters after praying Isha. And then they continued discussing until the time of Fajr. The Azan of Fajr had happened. Subhanallah. To overcome my astonishment, this individual, Abdullah bin Ta'us, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he says, I humbly asked my respected father about the person who he was talking to all night long Now, who was this individual that you spent your entire night talking with him? My respected father, he replied. He was Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He was the most pious person of the Banu Umayyah. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this one incident, we learn how much they valued spending time with pious individuals. Our pious predecessors, how much they valued spending time with pious people. Why? Just look at the example. This individual spent the entire night discussing Islamic matters with Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And when he was questioned that who is this individual, he described him as the most pious person from the Banu Umayyah. So why did he spend so much time with him? Because he was the most pious person that he could find. He was the most pious person. And now when he's got that chance to speak with him, to sit with him, to talk with him, to spend time with him, he didn't let that chance go. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we get a similar chance. We get the chance to sit in the company of a pious person every single week. The founder of Dawat Islami, Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razawi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. Every week on a Saturday evening according to Pakistan timing, he spends time with his followers, with his lovers. He sits on Madani Channel and he answers questions from his followers, from his lovers. Whoever wants to ask him a question, he answers those questions. He gives them individuals time, and whoever wants to attain his blessed company can go to Fizan in Madina Karachi and sit in his blessed court. Spend time with that pious individual. And if you can't go there, we have this great facility of Madani Channel, where we can watch live every Saturday evening, or whatever time the Madani Muzakara happens in your region, whatever time it corresponds to. And then throughout the year, at different occasions, there are various other Madani Muzakarat which are held by Amir al-Sunnat. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, following the example of our pious predecessors, we should take our time, we should take time out and sit with this blessed personality, with this pious person of Allah Almighty, and spend time in his company. Whether that is physically with his company or in his company through means of Madani Channel or social media. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, our pious predecessors, when they had the chance to sit with a pious individual, to spend time with a pious individual, we've seen that they would never let it go to waste. Now we have that chance. He gives us time every week. He is blessing us with his time. Now it's up to us. How much of that blessing do we not want to take? How much passion do we have to attain success? How much do we really love our pious predecessors? How much will we follow their example? Do we just read the example and think, oh, the outcome, the success that they had, I want that success. But the means that they chose to get to that success, the path they traveled on to get to that success, we don't want to follow that path. We want the success of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We want the success of our pious predecessors, the success that they achieved. We want similar successes. But look at the way that they achieved it. They spent time in the company of the pious people. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, I would invite all of you, I would encourage all of us, me included, to watch the weekly Madani Muzakara of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah and attain blessings from this pious individual. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are talking about the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi through this angle of the company of pious people and the importance of having good company. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, an individual, he is recognized through his company. Company is one of the most important aspects of a person's life, because the company that an individual keeps, the friends that he has around him, the circles he travels with or hangs around with, an individual is recognized through that company. How? If that company is doing good things, but you might not be doing that yourself. Just because being associated with them, when people see your full circle, they will think you are like them as well. But on the flip side, if everyone in your friend circle, the company that you keep around you, smokes, drinks alcohol, or does drugs, but you don't do that, when they see you with them, people will think you do that as well. They won't differentiate you and them because you are always with them, because they are your closest friends. People will say, he's like that as well. You might think, I don't drink alcohol. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I just sit there with them. They do it. I don't do it. My dear viewers, our Madani channel, just reflect. What do people think? People will associate you with them. Because you're with them, they'll think you like that as well. So company, it does have an impact. An individual is recognized through his company. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, following the example of our pious predecessors, following the example of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, let's make this intention that we will surround ourselves with good company. Any bad company that we have, any bad friends that we have, we will stay away from them. Because we don't want to end up like them. We might think we are not like that now, but the effect of company is such that one day that effect will come onto you. They have a saying in Arabic, As-suhbatu mu'athira. Companionship, it has an effect. Maybe not today, but tomorrow. It definitely, somewhere down the line, will have an effect. Just think, just ponder over this example. Imagine there's a group of 10 friends and you're out somewhere to eat and it's the time of Salah. But the food is here now as well. The time of Salah is running short as well. One person from the group of 10, he wants to go and read namaz. He wants to go and pray Salah. But the 9 others don't want to. Will those 9 others now start saying to that one individual? That one individual might think he's strong. Even though those who are around me don't read namaz, I'll still read namaz and I'll make them like me. But just think, does that really happen? Maybe once those, when in this type of situation, where there's one person wants to go read namaz and 9 who do not want to go, and the food is there now as well, and they don't want their food to get cold. They don't want to go to read namaz, because if they go, their food will get cold, and they've come all this way to eat. Just think, those 9 individuals start saying to that person, you don't have to read, you can read later, just miss it, miss once and then you can read later. How strong will that one individual on his own be? Just think, maybe once he'll go to pray. But if it happens again and again and again, that one individual, because of the effect of his company, he might think, okay, I'll just read it later. Why am I going to upset my friends over this? But just think, that company has taken an individual who used to pray and made him to something else, made him like them. But turn it on the flip side. Imagine there's 10 people gone out to eat. 9 of them want to go read namaz. 1 doesn't want to go. Now when 9 people get up to read namaz, will that one person sit there and say, no, I don't want to pray? Or will he go as well? Maybe once or twice, he might come up with an excuse that I can't pray, I'm not clean, or whatever excuse that a person might come out with. But if it happens again and again and again, somewhere down the line, that individual will think, I'm sat here waiting for them anyway. I might as well go pray. Did the companionship have an effect? Did that friend circle have an effect? Yes, it did. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this is just a silly type of example. But you can look at your own lives and see examples similar to this where it will happen. Where people are playing sports. Somebody wants to stop the game to read namaz. But if the rest don't, that one individual won't stop. But if everyone stops, even one individual didn't want to stop. He didn't want to read namaz. Because everyone else has stopped, they'll all stop. And so on and so on. There will be plenty of examples which we can think of where companionship within our own lives, it has an effect. When you're surrounded with pious people, when you're surrounded with good people, with good friends, you become like that. It makes it easy to act upon the religion. It makes it easy to act upon the commands of Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we don't have good friends, we don't have good company, we know how difficult it can be. How strong an individual needs to be within himself. And is everyone that strong, my dear viewers on Madani channel? We might think we are. But when we point that situation, are we really? It's a point to reflect upon. May Allah Almighty allow us all to spend time with pious people and make those around us pious and make us pious as well. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, my dear viewers of Madani channel, I want to mention a few blessed sayings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this topic of having bad friends, the harm of evil friends, and the importance of good company. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we all know the importance of good company. We all know we should have good company. We should have good friends around us. We are told so many times from a young age, our parents ask us, whenever we go somewhere, we say so-and-so is our friend. How many times have we seen it? Parents will ask, who are your friends? Who are you going with? Where are you going? Who's his father? Who are his parents? Who are his brothers? Who are his sisters? Why do they ask? They want to make sure the friends that you have, they won't lead you astray. The easiest way for a person to go astray is through his friends. Because an individual copies his friend. Peer pressure exists. Whatever the friends are doing, an individual, especially at a young age, but even older as well, they will do whatever their friends are doing. Their friends want to go somewhere, they'll go. Their friends don't want to go, they won't go. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to some hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned the last and final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, avoid a bad companion, for he is a part of hell. Love for him will not benefit you, and he will not fulfill his promise to you. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's a point to reflect for all of us. This is the harm of a bad friend, that he is a part of hell and he will lead you to hell. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, a bad companion will lead you to hell as well. He might be going there on his own, but because he's your companion, because you've chosen him as your friend, as your loved one, you will be there with him as well. Remember, an individual in the hereafter will be with the one who he loves. Now, if your friend, if your companion is going against the commands of Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for he's still your friend, your companion, and somewhere down the line you end up following him or choosing to do what he says, even though it's against the commands of Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, point to reflect on, who do we actually love more? Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or our friend? The common thing that we hear and we say when we're told about so-and-so is not a good friend, you should adopt good company, stay away from such and such, so-and-so. We say, well, I've been friends with him from a very young age. We find out one of our friends, or our parents find out one of our friends drinks alcohol or does drugs. Our parents say, stay away from such and such. Stay away from so-and-so. Don't spend time with that individual, or you will become like that as well. His effect will come onto you as well. But what do we say? I've been friends with him for so long. I've been friends with him since a young age. I can't leave him now. Maybe the way you're saying he will change me, I will change him. Maybe. That's the excuse that we come out with, so we don't have to break away from evil friends, from bad company. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, a bad companion, he is a part of hell. And when you are not willing to stay away from bad company because you have known him for so long, or you have known that individual for so long, ultimately, what are we saying? That we love this individual, we love the company of this individual more than we love Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are willing to forego the commands of Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and follow this individual, continue in this companionship. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, you will be with those individuals who you love on the Day of Judgment. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, avoid an evil companion, for you will be recognized through him. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, individuals are recognized through their friends. You might think that they're doing it, I'm not doing it, so they shouldn't look at me the way they look at them, or they shouldn't think I'm like them just because I hang around with them. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it doesn't work like that. And we see many examples of it in the world. Whether you think it's right or wrong, individuals are recognized through their friends. Because the individual, he only makes friends with those who are similar to him, who have similar interests to him. You will see those who are interested in different sports, they will hang around together, they will spend time together. Those who are interested in other things which are similar, they will hang around together. Those who have interest in Islamic sciences, the students, you'll see they'll be hanging around together. Those who are imams, generally you'll see them hanging around together. Those who are drug dealers or drug addicts, you'll see them type of people are together. You'll see alcoholics are together. You'll see those who are gamblers, they are together. Generally, whatever a person is, that is the type of company he keeps around him. So an individual is recognized through his company. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, how do we want to be recognized? This is an invitation for everyone. associate yourselves with this beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islam. This environment where you will have so many good friends, so many good companions on a regular basis, on a weekly basis, there are gatherings held. There are many, many courses and classes. There are many opportunities to come together and spend time with pious people, to spend time in good company. My dear viewers of Madin Channel, we've seen it and you've seen it. I've seen it and you've seen it. Those individuals who used to swear, on their tongue was always swear words and evil words. They come into this beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami. And those swear words are replaced with Madina, Madina, Madina. You see, those individuals who wanted nothing to do with Salah, they come into this beautiful environment because the others in this environment are praying five times daily Salah with Jama'ah. You'll see the individual, because of the environment, he will become like that as well. You'll see this individual was in this environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Islamic knowledge is studied by so many people within Dawat-e-Islami. This environment, this companionship, these people in this environment, they emphasize and have a passion for Islamic knowledge to such a level that whoever comes close develops this passion as well. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is an invitation for everyone. Associate yourselves with this environment. We have been talking about the company of pious people of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and our pious predecessors and how much they valued it and the importance of good company. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this environment of Dawat-e-Islami is for everyone. People of all ages, male and female. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, associate yourselves, attach yourselves, link yourselves, immerse yourselves in this environment of Dawat-e-Islami and you will see the benefits in your life and the life of those around you as well. May Allah Almighty allow us to truly understand the importance of good company, the harms of evil company, and allow us to follow in the steps of our pious predecessors who understood this and sought the company of pious people as well. Ameen bi jahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, revival of the sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, revival of the sunnah.